If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. Hey, babies, this is Bunny XO, host of the Dumb Blonde podcast, and I want to talk to you about the free iHeartRadio app. Did you know that you can listen to all your favorite iHeart stations across the country on the iHeartRadio app, and it's free? Download all your favorite episodes so you can listen on the go. They now offer a super cool feature called Talkback, giving pod fans access like never before to their favorite hosts, as well as the opportunity to submit questions, influence future episodes, and more. Download the iHeart app today, and don't forget to listen to my weekly show, The Dumb Blonde Podcast. What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today, I have my personal favorite TikTok star. I know that you're so much more than a TikTok star, but I know a lot of people know Morgan Presley on TikTok. What's up, baby? How are you?
Not much. What's up?
She's like, with that kind of intro.
No, I'm doing good.
You're always one of my, you're one of my favorite creators because you are so funny, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Like, your stuff is original. It's relatable. You know, you're sitting on the toilet shitting, like, you know, all that stuff just really tickles my pickle.
You just put the whole life out there.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Unapologetically.
How are you? Welcome to Nashville.
Yeah. It's hot here.
Humid.
Yeah.
It's humid because I'm from Vegas. So my husband's always like, it's fucking hot. And I'm like, no. No, it's not.
No, Vegas is different. It's dry heat.
No, it's brutal. This is like humid. Yeah. I don't know. I think I would rather prefer humid over dry. How about
really?
You?
I don't know. I kind of like the humidity.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it like... I like sweating. It makes me feel good.
Yeah,
and it, like, me too. It leaves a good glow.
Yeah, like dewy. You don't feel like you're aging as you're sitting there.
No, I wonder if that's like a scientific thing.
Yeah, it could be.
Like humidity helps you not age.
We need to look that up.
Yeah, we do. I think that's important to know.
I know.
Because then I'll be moving.
Yeah, Google that, Haley. Google that for me and let me know.
I'll be moving from California if so.
Yeah, for sure.
Or be getting Botox, either one.
Well, listen, join the club, baby.
I know, I'm getting a head wrinkle. I'm like, I'm 24 years old. Why am I having a head wrinkle?
Are you 23?
Yeah, don't 24.
24?
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
March 11th. I'm a Pisces.
So you're Pisces. Yeah. I'm a Pisces Venus. We're lovers.
Really? Oh, yeah, we are.
We're dreamers and lovers. That's why you're so creative and artsy.
Yeah.
Makes
I like being alone and I like creating.
She's like, I hate
but
people.
I also need to be loved. It's just chaos.
Isn't that such a fucking contradiction? Literally. I love being alone, but I need to be loved.
Yeah.
I want to know more about your story.
Okay.
You opened up a little bit on TikTok and you had talked about your family. And I loved when you did that because... Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows the girl behind the, I don't want to say facade, but I feel like we're all putting on a little bit of a facade on our social medias because that's who we are. We're just
grandiose personalities, and we just have to, you know, we want to make people smile. We don't want to go on there and show the ups and downs and, you know, the too real. Like, we want to be real, but not too real. Yeah. So you were talking about, take me back. You grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I grew up in Pennsylvania. And I grew up in a little trailer with my family there. My dad, he was a truck driver, and my mom didn't work. Then we moved to a little bit of a bigger house. Him and my mom had like this really rough relationship. That's something I didn't talk about in the TikTok.
But, when you say rough, what do you mean?
It was very like verbally abusive.
It's hard to grow up in a house full of parents that argue. That was one of the reasons why I left home at 14.
Yeah.
I was so tired of hearing my parents fight.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing happened for me. I was 17 and like as soon as I got the chance to leave, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no way I wanted to stay there. I didn't even have like a job. And I left like an hour from home, didn't have a job or anything. And I just saved up my money and left because that was like the best thing that I could do for myself.
I feel like we don't talk about verbal. I feel like everybody zeroes in on physical, but like emotional and verbal abuse, even if it's not directed at you, you're growing up in such a chaotic household needs to be talked about.
No, because that's, and it also warps your idea of what love is.
Right.
Which, you know, like fucked me up for a long time.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So I'm like sure you're still seeing like my mom like chuck a big like ceramic rooster into my dad's head and they were like tussling on the ground. And they never thought that my brother and I saw it.
Yeah.
We would like hide behind the doors and like crack it and see what was happening. And I don't think they ever like knew that we were watching that and seeing it. But yeah we were like completely aware of it.
That's gotta be tough.
Yeah.
And then it's like you almost feel like you have to pick sides of the parent.
Totally.
Because it's like, you know, it's like you want to be mad at your dad, but you also love your dad, but you want to be mad at your mom for saying this to your dad. I know exactly how it is. And it just, it gets to a point where it's just too much. Oh, it's an overload.
Yeah. And like, that's how it was. My brother was like on my dad's side and like the arguments and stuff. And I was on like my mom's side. And that's just how it was. Like, we were completely like divided.
Oh, no. Yeah. I hate that for you guys. Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's all right. I don't even talk to anybody in my fucking family. Hey, so that,
sometimes that's the better route.
Literally, that's what I had to do to keep the peace in my fucking head was just cut everybody off and just fucking, you know, I have.
No, it's crazy. And if that brings you peace, then that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to my family for a few years, but recently I came back around and started talking to them. And my dad apologized for, you know, whatever happened in my childhood. And
are your parents still together?
No. They divorced whenever, like right after high school, because they wanted to stay together for the kids. Aww. You know, time old saying.
I think that's the biggest mistake that parents make.
Totally.
Is staying together for the kids pretty much damage them more than if you guys split up and were happy and could learn how to co-parent together.
1,000%. Like, I remember sleeping at my grandma's house. Like, I saw this TikTok. It was like, you don't know parental trauma unless you stayed with your grandma. And I was like, damn. I stayed with my grandma. We put our stuff in trash bags and left.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. Yeah. So you said that you saved up money. Mm-hmm. So you still went to school during all this. Did you graduate high school?
Yeah, I graduated high school. I went to college for only like 5 days before dropping out.
Yeah.
But I just,
tell me it, to wait to don't skim over that so fast. Okay. Let's talk about it. So you went to college and what college did you go to?
I went to a community college in Florida. And I got there and it was weird. Like, I remember like getting my Starbucks before school in the morning. And this was like right when the semester started. I would like sit in my car and I would see everyone so excited to go inside. And I would go into my class and I would just be like, what am I doing here? Like, I don't even have like an idea of what I want to do with my life. Right. And I was sitting in this classroom learning fractions again for the 50th time. Like, what am I doing? Like,
it's almost like we're programmed.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go to college. You have to do this if you want to be successful. Yeah,
that's exactly what it felt like. And also like, I hate being a people pleaser, but I wanted to please my parents.
Right.
Like, they wanted me to go to college, you know, because like my parents didn't go to college when they were young. They didn't want me making that same mistake. And my older brother was already in college. And I didn't want to be the person to be like, yeah, I'm going to go move out and work odd jobs until I figure out what I want to do. It just sounded stupid.
Right. You wanted to please your parents, but at the same time have a game plan.
Yeah. Well, clearly that didn't last long. Only 5 days.
No, that's fine. I actually went to college to get my prereqs to be a dentist.
Yeah.
And I went there for a week and I was like, I can't even stand the fucking sight of blood. What am I doing here?
Literally, I pass out when I see blood too. I don't blame you.
Yeah, and then they told me the suicide rate of dentists, and I was like, oh God, I'm already
heard about that. Isn't that like some of the highest like suicide rates?
Which is I have no idea. I have no fucking idea. But honestly, I had this dentist. His name was Dr. in Vegas, and he was fucking insane. The dude would like, he would like do stuff in my mouth, and like if I was bleeding, he would be like, your blood smells so fresh.
What? Like, what a psycho.
And then he told me one day about how he used to wash his horse naked. And like, it was crazy. And then fucking, I guess he had a house next door to the fucking dentist place that he worked out of. And he used to throw rocks at little boys to like try to get them to come in his house. Yeah. No, it was, I've had
Jeffrey Dahmer is going on.
Had really weird experience with dentists. So yeah, I was just like, you know what? After a week, I was just like, you know, when something's not for you, totally. You're just like, no, my heart's not in it. I'm not going to do it. So you gave up going to college after 5 days. What do you do after that?
Well, that's when I decided to move to Orlando. Mm-hmm. So then I went to Orlando. I got a job working at Ulta because I was like, well, I like makeup. I can do this, I guess. Worked there. Then I went to Dior. I did makeup for Dior for like a year. And then I ended up getting fired for breakdancing. Like, how rude, you know?
I mean, who doesn't want to bust a worm?
That's what I did. I literally busted a worm to Michael Jackson.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was funny. And I was wearing like a Dior dress.
Yeah.
Like that's what you have to wear, the uniform.
Yeah.
And I like, so I worked at a counter, but there was also a manager for like the entire department store.
Yeah.
And the manager for the department store was like, yeah, do it. Like kick off your heels and go break dance. So I like took off my heels and I just started doing the worm. And then apparently someone from my Dior counter recorded me and sent it off to like the manager of like the whole thing.
What an asshole. Yeah.
And then I was too embarrassed after she was like yelling at me and I just quit. And I was like, well,
it probably triggered your childhood trauma.
Yeah, literally.
Getting yelled at.
I was like, I can't even be myself. I'm out of here. But yeah, then I didn't do anything. And then COVID started. And then that's when I started doing TikToks.
Yeah, that's just crazy how life is. You go from working at a Dior counter to millions of followers on TikTok.
Which is so weird. Like, I don't feel like I have followers on TikTok. Like, I keep trying to explain this to people, but I'm like, I feel so freaking normal.
Yeah.
Like, so normal that it hurts. Right. Like, I don't feel like I have any type of clout. So whenever people are like, oh my God, I love you. I'm like, why?
Yeah, like, I love what's going that on? Though. No, I love that. And that's why everybody does love you, because you are so relatable.
Yeah.
Take me on the TikTok journey. And are you in a relationship during this time?
Yes.
Okay, because I've seen, can we talk about that relationship? I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah,
okay, let's do cool. it. Yeah, so talk about the relationship and then how you got into TikTok and then how you found out that he was cheating with. Okay.
Yeah. So basically that started in 2014.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
And
so you guys were together for a long time. Yeah. This just wasn't a flash in the pan.
No, it was 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. That's who I moved out with whenever I was 17.
Wow.
So he was like, you know what, fuck it. Like the things with your family, it's rough. So we'll go.
Was he older?
He was a year older than me.
Okay.
So yeah, so when I was 17, he was 18. That's how we were able to get an apartment, because he was a year older. But yeah, we moved to Orlando. I don't know, things just started getting weird whenever I started doing TikTok. I went through like a little, like, I don't know, like a phase of just like, wow, I can be myself again. Like I can, you know, do whatever I want. So I cut my hair, I dyed it brown. I gained a little bit of weight as well over COVID. Like who didn't,
you
know,
exactly.
We were just sitting there eating the whole time.
There's nothing we could fucking do. We're all locked in a house.
Yeah. But I remember one day I was walking by his gaming room. He was a gamer. Red flag, by the way. Don't do that.
Husband's a gamer.
Oh, never mind. But yeah, I was walking by his room and I heard a girl's voice and I was like, okay, that's weird. But like, I'm not the jealous type where I'm going to be like, you're streaming with a girl. Like you're done, whatever. But, the way he was talking to her was like the way that he would talk to me, like before things started getting weird. Like when we first met, like that flirty, whatever vibe.
And he's just doing this with you in the house?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. And I was like, So I talked to him about it and I was like, I feel uncomfortable the way you were talking to her. It's not that you were talking to her. It's just the way.
Yeah.
Because I can tell. Return you know, it's like voice, the woman's intuition. You can tell when something's weird.
Absolutely.
So he was like, okay, like I won't talk to her anymore if it makes you uncomfortable. And I was like, cool. You know, whatever. A year goes by. I walk by his room again and I hear the same girl. I could tell it was her voice.
A year goes by. So yeah. He never talks to her again in front of you.
But I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So what I found out he was doing is he would come check in on me at night, make sure I was asleep, and then go talk to her. Because I started staying awake for this. Like, he would check on me. I would pretend to sleep. I would get up, go to the door, and hear him talking to her.
Wow.
And I would sit there and listen into this conversation. But
the disrespect, but the restraint that you have, dude. Yeah. I would have fucking flown through that door so fast.
I know. It was hard, but like, I felt so stuck because I was like, this is like most of my life and into this person. I don't know myself. I can't get out of here because I had like maybe 100,000 followers. I wasn't getting money.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't have the income to just go. And
it
wasn't...
seems to be a theme of you in your life, peeking behind the door, watching people hurt you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wow. No, but yeah. So eventually, hold on, let me think of where this is going.
You would wake up and...
Oh, yeah. So he would be talking to this girl, and I obviously couldn't leave because I didn't have the money for it. But yeah, one day he said he was going on a beach vacation. And I was like, okay. Like, he did that a couple times before where he would just go clear his head without me. And I was like, okay. So I was going to LA. He was going to a beach house thing. His sister actually sent me a Snapchat, like a screenshot of him with some girl.
Why did she do that? Just to tip you
off? Yeah, she was like, hey, like, something's happening. I don't know if you guys are broken up or what, but he's with this girl.
Wow.
Yeah, so... when I came back to LA, I was like, okay, well,
shout out to the sister though.
No, literally. She even to this day still messages me and checks in on me, and she's so sweet. That was his little sister too. I think she was like 16 at the time.
Mm.
But yeah, major respect for her. But yeah, after that, that's whenever I decided to like get up and move. He also left. He moved in with her.
You're leaving out a major part,
but I didn't find out yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. So
I'm like waiting with like bated breath.
Yeah. So basically how I found that out, you know, after a breakup, you creep on someone.
Yeah, for sure.
So I went on his Instagram. I saw a picture of them together and they were celebrating her 18th birthday a year after this had all been over.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so you were talking to her 2 years ago, which means she was 16.
And how old was he?
He was 22.
Mm. I couldn't imagine. That is so weird.
Yeah, and it just, like, it made me angry, not at her, but at him. I'm like,
she's a kid. She doesn't even know. Yeah.
You know? And I don't want to say I get where she's coming from. But I kind of do because he was loaded. He had money. And this girl got like lucky in a way. She probably thought that this is everything for her, you know, little like knowing that he was like manipulative and probably would cheat on her, too. Like,
yeah,
you know,
he's going to replace her with a newer model whenever she gets, you know, up there.
I just felt so bad for her. But I'm not the person to be like, hey, by the way, like, just letting you know who this person is. Like,
well,
just,
that doesn't work anyways. No, girls don't listen.
Exactly. And it's not my place to do that. Right. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
How are you feeling during this time? Just completely, are you heartbroken or just pissed off? She's like, hell no.
No, I wasn't even heartbroken. Like, I would tell my friends during this time, I feel like I'm living with a roommate. You know, like I had hit milestones with my TikTok. Like, I remember I had 1 million followers and I was so excited. Yeah. And I was like pumped. And he was talking to her.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, well, never mind. So I went down the highway, blasted Congratulations by Post Malone and living my best life. But... yeah, and whenever I left, I was happy and relieved.
Yeah.
That I didn't have to deal with it anymore, you know?
He was jealous of you.
No, I know that's what it was, because he had been trying to stream, like, and be a professional streamer for years and years and years and years. And it took me no effort to, like...
Yeah, well, just being yourself, because people love you for you.
Being myself, and it blew me up so quick.
So let's talk about how fast it blew you up. Yeah. Like, so you get on TikTok in 2020...
late 2019, I think, like October.
Okay, so take me on that journey.
So starting off, I was like, I did not know what I was doing.
Yeah,
like I was, I don't know, I didn't even know how TikTok worked. Yeah. But someone we mutually follow, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. So I saw that he was like, get on TikTok, like TikTok's the new thing, and mm-hmm. I was like, sure, I'll listen. I've tried YouTube for years; it's not working. I'll try TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got on there, and I posted my first TikTok. It was like this little like outfit, corny little outfit thing. And it got 800 views. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but like my YouTube videos were at like 1.2.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, it's that easy. And I don't even have followers and I'm getting views on stuff.
Yeah.
So that's when I realized it. If you make good content and get exposure, you're going to blow up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know?
So I did those kind of videos for a little bit. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let's try to do something comedy. So I put all my clothes on, like hoodies, whatever. And I drowned myself in my tub. My bathtub and made this like stupid joke, and that was my first like viral video. It hit like 2 million, and right. That was like in the second week doing TikTok, and ever since then I was like, interesting, so I'm just gonna do relatable content that people love,
original,
yeah, and yeah. still be myself, and it seems like people like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. That's I just took off with it, and then within a year I hit 1 million followers.
It's
I was
crazy.
I was posting like 8 to 12 videos every single day.
That's crazy. Well, it becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time. They're like, how do you keep up with all your social medias? And I'm like, it's work. It's yeah. business.
No, if you look at it as work, you know that you have to do it.
Yeah.
It's not just like, I mean, it is fun, but it's your livelihood.
Yeah. It's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
So you're gaining all this success on TikTok, mm-hmm. and you know, you're pretty much like telling your story, putting it out there. You are very open about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people give you a hard time because of how you looked before.
Yeah.
And as to now, can you kind of take me on that journey and like, how does that make you feel when people say stuff like that? And then also, you know, why the transition with how mm-hmm. you looked?
We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like going out instead of staying in, or eating fast food instead of cooking at home. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now, or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist, and these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. I know the next time I need a doctor, I'm definitely logging on to ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/bunny, BUNNIE, and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bunny, BUNNIE, ZocDoc.com/bunny. From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sonobello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sonobello is running a great special right now. Visit Sonobello.com/bunny, BUNNIE. That's Sonobello, SONOBELLO.com/bunny.
So it doesn't really bother me whenever people say that they like prefer how I look before because I know I'm still the same person.
Yeah, you're still gorgeous. I shaved
my head, okay? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't bother me. And also, like, I know that those photos were heavily photoshopped.
Right.
You know, like, come on. Yeah. I was face tuning the fuck out of my face.
Right.
But
yeah. You're still beautiful. You still have the same face. Yeah, like, it's not like you look drastically different.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I like my new shaved head. Nice. Very fuzzy.
I wish I could shave my head. My head's too big. I have a dumbungus. There's no fucking way. I would look like fucking that dude off of, what is that fucking movie?
Megamind?
Predator.
Oh, I was going to say Megamind.
Just fucking like big. Yeah, whatever. Whoever has the biggest head, that's me.
See, but then you could look like a cool alien.
Yeah, literally.
I don't know.
My husband would be like just palming my head.
Yeah, but I don't know how the transition happened. It just like over time. Like,
did you just get tired of being like,
yeah,
every other blonde? And like,
definitely, because like inside I was like always this like super weird girl.
Yeah,
like I have videos of me looking like with the blonde hair, like dancing and like making cracking jokes and making the weird faces that I do, but that was all behind like the camera, you know what I mean?
Right.
And like if I ever had those videos, no way would I post them, you know?
Yeah.
But like I was always the same person, but now like I feel like the outside actually matches my inside more.
Right.
Because like I'm just embracing the
insides. Just a sort of like liberating freedom.
Yeah, totally.
Of just not having to be a stereotype.
Yeah. Like I honestly I felt better whenever I had gained weight and I had the grown out hair and like whatever versus like when I was a skinny little blonde, like I felt better as the worst version of myself versus that, which is weird.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Because you have to, it's expectations. Society puts such ridiculous standards on women.
Totally.
It's like men can age gracefully, but heaven fucking forbid if a woman gets a damn wrinkle or shaves
literally
her head, you know,
I know,
like it's fucked up.
Like I'm thinking about Botox because I have like a little tiny wrinkle on my forehead. I'm like
listen, I'm all for maintenance. I'm 43.
Yeah,
so I'm
see,
all
see, but you look like you're 20.
I
like in your
you.
Inner 20s.
We can make out after this.
Okay.
But I believe in maintenance.
Yeah,
because
totally.
I started getting Botox in my 20s.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't have wrinkles now, is because I got Botox.
Yeah.
Not saying that you have to go out and get Botox. Some of you bitches are blessed and fucking don't get wrinkles at all. But that wasn't the case with me. My mom looked like Shrek, so I had to do everything I could do to fucking prevent that from happening.
I don't have great genetics either. I heard at 25, that's when your body starts actually like decomposing and like dying essentially. So next year's the year for a little Botox.
God, I'm like the grip keeper over here then.
Yeah, you look good.
It's all the drugs and alcohol I did
that
preserved me. Did you ever get into drugs and alcohol?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Sure. So I've been sober for almost a year.
Congratulations.
Like, drugs and stuff. Yeah.
I've been sober for about, I think like 6 or 7 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it sucks.
But, I know.
Sobriety fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking thing
I
in
miss
the world.
Like the bar scene and doing like key bumps in the bathroom.
Dude, off the fucking dirty ass toilet stalls.
Yeah.
Yeah. My OCD is on overdrive.
Right? Like crowded all the girls in the bathroom. And you're just like,
dude, I would fucking snort coke off strippers that I didn't even know. Fucking.
See, I never got the chance.
Oh. Man.
Damn it.
Well, listen, if you ever go back, you got to do it at least once.
All right. Noted.
but don't do it now, because drugs nowadays, they're fucking just, you can't trust.
I know, you can't
anything.
Trust it.
Yeah.
I used to give out fentanyl test strips at the bars.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, if you're doing coke, like make sure you don't got fentanyl. Like we don't need any overdoses.
Yeah, for sure.
Narcan, stuff like that.
Oh,
but yeah.
Take me on your drug journey.
So basically after the good old breakup, I had never drank. I was 22. I'd never drank before. Like he wouldn't let me. So I went out to a bar for the first time whenever things started just falling apart.
He wouldn't let you. He seems like a real controlling.
Yeah. Like he wouldn't let me have friends. I had this gay friend that like a gay guy. He was so pissed. So pissed.
That dude was insecure as fuck.
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. Like he didn't even have any friends. Like shut the fuck up.
What
anyways,
a turd.
Yeah. But
clearly he's fucking gaming with 16-year-olds.
Shows his mentality.
Yeah.
Anyways. But I started drinking for the first time. And then, you know, a friend of mine pulled out a little coke bag. That was fun.
Yeah.
Was very fun. But then it got to a point where, I don't know, in my head I was like, coke is going to help me focus. And it is going to help me wake up in the morning. And it is going to help me get creative. Because I thought it did.
Coke made me shit.
That too.
Like every time. You know everybody who's doing bumps of cocaine, they've got skid marks in their
bras. Yeah, I know.
For sure. You are going straight to the bathroom and taking a dump.
Yeah, that's literally what it was like. Take a bump, you go shit.
Yeah, take a bump, take a dump.
Literally a bump and a dumpy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I started like doing coke in the mornings to like
good lord
get creative and shit.
You're
and
like, fucking savage.
Yeah, it was
I had
bad.
To be shit faced to do low.
See, that's what I mean at first. Yeah, but then I was like, this is helping me like
I love you.
Get into my
She's
zone.
Like, I found a positive and a negative.
Literally. But then, you know, you start hearing the birds. Your heartbeat's like.
God. You can hear your heartbeat in your fucking ears.
Literally.
That's the worst, dude.
And then like
start
occasionally.
Start drinking mouthwash to calm down.
Literally. Occasionally I would go on benders with my friends. You know, like a couple days of just straight drinking and blow.
Mm.
But I never really liked doing that because like the voices.
Yeah, no.
Terrifying.
It's brutal.
And the last time I did coke heavily. Heavily at least. I was at my house on a bender with one of my friends, and I had been doing a snorting lines of Adderall, snorting lines of coke.
Damn.
And drinking heavily.
Your heart was like, which way
it
is up?
Fucked. It was like 2 days, and then I tried to go to sleep.
Mm.
And
that is the worst feeling in the world when you just want to sleep on drugs
and
you can't.
Yeah.
That's why we used to drink mouthwash, because it had alcohol in it.
Oh, That's smart.
No, I mean, is it?
But your breath's going to smell great.
I mean, is it smart or is it desperate?
Maybe a little bit of both. Iconic, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember like laying in bed and I don't know if I was overdosing or what this was, but I felt like, this is going to sound absolutely batshit crazy, but I felt my soul like leaving my body.
Mm.
Like I was up there.
Yeah.
And I would have to like keep coming back to consciousness to like suck it in almost.
Oh.
And it happened all night.
Oh,
and I remember
God.
Like, I've never prayed before, but I literally sat there and I was like, listen, if I fucking wake up in the morning, like I will not do this shit again. Because I literally thought I was dying. Like, yeah. I could feel my heart and, like, my soul was leaving. And that was so scary.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning, thank God. And I woke up and I just started crying. I was like, I cannot believe I'm here. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's when I was really like, okay, you have an issue.
Yeah.
And you need to cut it the fuck out.
Sometimes we need hard lessons like that.
Yeah.
Totally. I was on a bender one time, so fucked up, in my house by myself. I tried to smoke cocaine like it was crack.
You're done. That's where we draw.
Like, and I've never told anybody that, but it was one of those vendors where you just get weird, you know? And it's fucking, I think I was digging in the carpet and found like a couple like fucking just hard rocks that hadn't been broken up that I could snort and tried to fucking smoke them. And I was like, I smoked a fucking 2 packs of Newports that night. And I just remember thinking like, I can't live like this anymore. This is fucking gross, you know?
Whenever carpet you hairs. See it from the outside, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But like looking back on it, it's wild.
I love that you had enough, you know, self-awareness to be like, this is not how I should fucking live.
Yeah, no, I think it really hit me. I was going to go see my dad. I've never told anyone this, but I was going to go see my dad and I went over and I was even fucked up when I would go see my family. And I remember my dad hugging me and he was like, I can't feel anything but bones. And that just broke my heart. I was like, I didn't even realize that I was getting like so skinny.
Yeah.
And until he said like, I can't feel you, I can just feel bones.
Aww.
It broke my heart.
Aww.
Yeah.
So dad kind of indirectly saved you too in a way.
Yeah, totally. Like just feeling how sad he was. Like he didn't even know what was going on, but just even hearing that, I was like, okay, like I can't have my dad say that to me. But at the time I was like, that's a compliment.
Like, I'm skinny. Because we're so sick. Our eating disorders were like,
no, literally.
Nothing tastes as good as skinny.
Literally. That was another reason I did it too. I was like, I don't want to eat. So, you know.
See, the thing is I wouldn't eat while I was on it. But Lord, when I came down,
literally.
Pizza, fucking the Domino's pizza chicken kickers were my thing. I mean, I was fucking robust for a Coke addict.
Yeah.
Okay. Like just pleasantly plump.
I know. I could even eat on it sometimes, which was disappointing. I'm like, come on. What's the point?
So on the road to sobriety,
how
easy was it for you to quit? Were you able to just wake up and be like, you know what? I learned my lesson. I don't want to do this. Or was it more of like it was kind of a process?
Yeah. So it was cold turkey. It was not a process
at all. You're like
me.
I'm the same way.
Yeah,
once I'm like, done with something, I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah. Literally. Like once I put it down, I didn't pick it back up. And that's just that.
Good. I'm so proud of you. A lot of people can't do that, you know, but whenever I say, people are like, how did you stop doing pills and stuff? And I'm like, I just didn't want to do them one day and I never did them again.
If in your head you don't want to do something, you just won't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, I don't want to do this shit anymore.
I think it's where you get to a point of just being so disgusted with yourself. And you're just like, what in the fuck?
Like, who am I? What am I doing?
Like
I'm better than this.
I'm smoking cocaine rocks, you know?
Literally.
Like, literally. With carpet fuzz on them, you know? Like, I can't do
this. The drip's
anymore.
Not worth it. Come on.
At all. So let's talk about sobriety. We had started touching base on that, and I told you how much sobriety sucks.
Yeah.
How's your mental health since getting sober and moving to LA? And how did you get to LA? Let's get there. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort
sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So basically, a lot of my friends, not only friends, but sober friends, live in LA.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's good to have like a good community around you. But also, I was flying to LA like constantly. I was like, this is so much money. Like $1,000 tickets back and forth, like constantly.
Florida.
Yes. Okay. Orlando, Florida. So I was doing that and I was like, I'm just going to move. And even before whenever I met Lou, I even told him, I was like, listen, I'm moving to LA. You can come with me. You can stay. It's up to you. He decided to come with me.
Yeah. Lou is here. You want to bring Lou in?
Come on in.
Come on down, Lou. You guys are so cute together. Aww,
thanks.
So you're going to sit right there and then you can adjust the microphone to your liking and we'll kind of ease you into the story. So we got Lou's microphone working. So I don't know if you guys heard before or not, but we're bringing Lou in because they met in Orlando before they moved to LA.
Yeah.
And they were just telling us about their first night, their first date, meeting on Tinder. Take it from there, baby.
All right. So we're talking. Lots of talking. And then,
was it sexual talking?
Of course.
Yeah, baby.
No, what so do we hold look on. Like? Oh, no. So this is exactly what happened. So it's really weird. I came from overseas because I just got out of the army, right?
Oh, okay.
So I moved in with my brother because he was having a hard time because of my whole family situation.
Right.
And next thing you know, I put on my Tinder bio. I know it's kind of silly to put it in your Tinder bio, but I put just looking for friends. I just moved here.
Aw.
But next thing you know, it's just like 2 a.m, she's just sexual innuendo.
I'm sending like innuendo. You know, like the little gifs. Mm-hmm. I was sending like little sexy gifs.
Well, she gets the point of Tinder. Tinder is like an app to like fuck.
Yeah.
What was it that attracted you to him so much?
He had such a cool style and like vibe, and like Florida people don't have that. I'm sorry, anyone in Florida, but like Florida, step it up. But yeah, he had like a really dope style, and he was also like in tune with his emotions, and like he respected women. Crazy, right?
Right.
So I was like, this one right here. Oh, that's a good one.
And what attracted you to her?
Honestly, she was a lot different. Like she said, like all the people I've interacted with in the past, like platonic or not platonic, they were just weird. You know, they didn't mess well. I don't know if it's just because I'm antisocial with my Capricorn abilities or whatever you want to call it.
I love that. I'm a Cap Aquarius. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So next thing you know, when I met her, it was just so.
Cap and Pisces are soulmate signs, by the way.
I know.
That's okay. The first thing we looked up. Actually.
We looked it up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So next thing you know, it was like really weird because like how you said, you know, it was that instant connection. Mm-hmm. Like even off the fact that like I first stated, hey, I'm just here for friends, nothing nature of that nature or whatever.
Right.
But next thing you know, she just like blended so well with me. Aww. And next thing you know, it just took off. It just took off. Like when she threw out the first, you know, little risky text, I was like, I'm receiving it, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to roll the dice, risk it for the biscuit. And
Like, why do you think I went and picked him up in the middle of the night? Come on.
Right. Yay. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You're like, bitch, I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I'm picking you up. So I hop in my car and I drive to him and I'm in the boonies of Florida. I'm like, I've never been here before. I'm scared. Anyways, I park on this dark street, turn my lights on, and I'm sitting outside waiting. And all of a sudden he comes up to me and he kisses my cheek. I've never even like met this man before, but that was his promise to me. He was like, I'll kiss you on the cheek when I see you, whatever.
Make sure it's not some stranger.
I know, right?
Stranger even danger.
Was, I was like, okay.
She's like, it's 5 a.m. My motor's revved and roaring, ready to go.
I'm ready to roll. But you can explain what happened when you got in the car.
Oh, Lord. So I don't even know how it happened. Like, in her profile, you know, I was, oh, she smokes cigarettes. I'm like, okay, whatever. I smoke cigarettes. Not a big deal, right? I thought, you know, the whole memes of, like, some women having messy cars was, like, not real. I thought that was, like, oh, that's just a misogynist thing dude made up. I opened the passenger door, and all you hear is this Arizona Red Bull can. Just trying to sift inside her car.
Literally, like, I did not clean the car out for him. There's Red Bull cans stacked.
Bitch, I love you. That is, she's like, take me as I am.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are.
I have arrived.
Literally, I didn't even, like, I wasn't even like, oh, just watch out for the cans. I'm like, I just let him get in.
The eagle has landed.
Literally. It's like, here we are.
Yeah, it was like, instantly, I was like, this is my kind of woman.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I love a trashy bitch.
Yeah, yeah, like, literally, I was just like, don't worry, I got you.
I was like, you want Marlboro?
Like, yes.
She's like, you see my car, you should see my pussy. Literally. I love that.
Just as chaotic.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But
so you guys go back to your place, and what happens there? We're the like fun doesn't stop.
No, we're like old people when we get inside. I'm like, this isn't my home. Would you like a pot of coffee? We made a pot of coffee.
Pot of coffee at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't on blow, were you?
No.
Okay.
Of course not. I was like a couple dates later.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, I was sober and somber.
Yeah. But yeah, we made a pot of coffee, and then we have a similar artist that we love, Orville Peck.
Mm. He was
like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like our favorite. So I had a record player. I had Orville Peck record.
He used to be married to Kat Von D, right?
I don't know.
I might be thinking of the wrong Orville.
No, that's a different guy.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Never
but
mind.
Yeah,
scratch
we
that.
Put on,
but
we
I
put
do
on
know
Roses
who he
is Falling. That's our favorite song.
Aww.
And we danced and then we kissed.
Aww. So yeah.
And then you know where things went from there.
Right.
This one, oh my God. It's like sometimes I have to wear a chastity belt around her. It's really bad. Like,
she's horny.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't even know if that's the word. It's feral.
She's she's Pisces. She's a Pisces. Yeah. I'm a Pisces Venus. I'm feral too. Yeah. Like I have an insatiable appetite for sex. Like literally, like
bad.
The Rob Zombie song.
I know.
Swear to God. Like it's just, you can't stop it.
And like, I'm sure on the first date it was like 15 times.
Good Lord. And you kept up?
Yes.
Lou.
I just got out the military. I still had the stamina. I didn't have that. No, I'm good.
Lou is the man.
I know.
I love that.
It was wild. I was like, so, you know what? You respect women. You're fucking like no other.
Yeah.
I'm like, check, 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 check.
Like, you fucking hit the jack, or you guys both hit the jackpot.
He likes my trash.
Yeah. Literally, eat my trash.
Literally.
Shout out Chelsea Lynn.
He accepted me with 4 cats.
Ah, I love that.
Yeah.
So, but you guys also did something odd the first night,
yes,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It got, shit got weird, literally.
Yeah. Literally, shit got weird.
Literally.
So, on first dates and just dates in general and around new people, I have a fear of shitting. Like, I don't want to, like, blow up my bathroom and then you walk in. I don't know why. That's, like, my thing.
Now, listen, the most turned off I've ever been was a guy took a dump before he climbed his shit crumb ass into bed to have sex. And that's all I could think about.
Exactly.
Literally. No, I was just like, God.
There's the point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was so afraid. And I was like, I had a studio apartment, too. It wasn't like I had this big place where I can go, like, be alone. Like, he's going to hear it.
You didn't have a number two bathroom.
No. He's going to hear it. You know? So I was like, or he pitched the idea, like, let's just take laxatives. And I was like,
not drugs, laxatives, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know why.
Because I wanted to be comfortable. And I guess the idea was that, like, if we're both just shitting so much and, like, interchanging in the bathroom, then we're just automatically comfortable with each other.
Were you guys still banging during this?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are just little dirt balls.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's bad.
Me and my husband are dirt bags too.
The laxatives didn't hit until like 5 a.m.
Oh.
It like was so bad.
The next day. Yeah.
We took. So you guys literally just stayed together 24 hours.
Yeah.
No.
It was great. But yeah, we're just.
I ran to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was not.
He ran to the bathroom and he woke me up because like he was going to go to the bathroom. And like as soon as like he woke me up, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to shit my pants. Like, I'm about to shit.
Yeah. What if one of you guys had to, like, shit in the bathtub while the other one was shitting
literally
on the toilet?
That was the fear.
It almost got to that point.
No, I have a drain. I used to have a drain out on my balcony that was, like, the second idea. I was like, I'm just gonna shit in the drain and then like water, like dump some water down it.
Oh God.
I don't know. But yeah, we were like interchanging in the bathroom for hours, and it was just like booty freckles all over the toilet seat.
Dude,
it smelled like rancid pepper ass. Butt.
I love that. That's what I call him. I call him Pepper Butt because he has like little turds stuck on his butthole all the time.
How rude.
So, I mean, that's love. Yeah. You guys literally had to fall in love at first laxative.
Yeah. And it was just like so nice because like after that whole interaction, it was we were so comfortable pooping. You know what I mean? Like, how can you not be?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, literally, you guys fucking opened up that door wide open.
Yeah.
I love that, though. So take me on this journey. You guys decide to stay together. Mm-hmm. What happens after the first night?
I think I took you home, and then like a few days later we hung out again.
Yeah. And so basically, like, we hung out the first day. After that, after a lot of pooping, I was tired. I was like, all right, I gotta go.
I mean, you rammed her 15 times and shit your brains out. That's you probably dehydrated.
The bad thing is though, like, as soon as he dropped me off that morning, or like that afternoon, I had a sift to go work with my brother.
Oh no.
At a restaurant. Yeah.
Oh.
And I was just like in the because like I just got out the army and everything like that. I was waiting for all my transfer paperwork. So like just to help my brother out, because he was going through a really rough time.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, whatever, I'll go wash dishes if I have to help you out, man, whatever. So I'm doing that, and I'm like half asleep after hanging out with her. And next thing I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it, dude. Fuck it. Then yeah.
Yeah. And then after a few more times hanging out, he literally moved in.
I love that.
She told me move in.
Yeah, I was like, come on, come.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then he moved in.
Aw, she said, come.
Yeah, it was like after the second date, she was just like, oh, hey, I really like you, da-da-da-da-da, but, you know, are you cool? Because, you know, with her prior history with dating, we both are, like, kind of sketchy with dating.
Yeah.
So she was like, you mind taking it, like, if we take it a little slow, like, go on a couple dates first. Not even the second date, we get coffee, and then she turns and is like, I can't wait, I'm sorry, do you want to be my boyfriend?
Yeah, and then we moved in shortly after that.
I think those are the best relationships. My husband and I got married a month after meeting each other.
Literally. And it's been 7 years. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You just got to follow it, you know?
Yeah.
Especially for people like us who are fucking anxiety ridden and, you know, dare I say mentally ill, because we all have a little bit of it. You know who your person is and who you feel safe with.
Exactly.
And that's a feeling that you never want to let go. Yeah,
exactly.
I remember telling you that, like, on our first date, I was like, I've never felt, like, so safe and comfortable, like, on our first date. Usually I'm, like, anxious and, like, shaky and I can't think straight, but, like, I was just comfortable. It's like I already knew you for like years.
Aww, yeah. It was really sad to hear, like, a lot of her background story. You know, like, I remember... You don't mind me saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But like one time, I think we were in bed watching The Price is Right out of all things. Watching The Price is Right.
Bob Barker.
Yeah.
I love him. I always wanted to go on that show.
Yeah, we were watching that and then eating like what, Guy Fieri or something?
Yeah.
It was so Guy weird. Fieri. But like I went like, you know, to do like the arm over so she can like, you know, lay on me or whatever, and she flinched a little bit. And that shit broke my heart, you know? Like that shit broke my heart because like she was saying, I grew up watching that. Always. So when I like when she did that, I was like, no. Dropped like literally dropped everything, paused the TV and like comforted her immediately.
Yeah. You
know? Because that's just the type of person I am. Aww. Well, now I am. Because I'm not gonna lie. We all have problems.
Yeah.
You know? But
for
I'm a better
sure.
person now.
Yeah. So you were in you grew up in an abusive home also?
Oh.
Yeah, boy. His was worse than mine. I'm lightweight champion over here.
Aww. Yeah, I come from a Puerto Rican background, so like,
oh, they're wild.
Yeah, so like
spicy.
One
spicy.
Yeah, so one, it's like for men in Puerto Rican cultures, it's like, or just Hispanic cultures and all, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're not allowed to really speak your emotion
at
you know
all. Yeah.
And then my Puerto Rican mother on top of that, it's her way or the highway, you know. I remember being not even 5 years old seeing her put hands on my brother, and I'm not talking about like, hey, bend over, let me spank you. I'm talking about hands.
Aww.
On my brother. You know, she put me through a wall, put him through a door.
To what your scars from?
Oh yeah, I got a hammer mark right here.
Yeah, it's like the two little things
of
a hammer.
Part of the hammer.
Golly.
That one. I got this scar on my is it this cheek or this cheek? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the scar on this cheek from my mom, you know? But you know, it's weird. Because like even though I know I'm affected, I try not to like think
let
that
it
way.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because like I know a lot of people in my like my personal life. Like I know a lot of dudes that were like girls and everything like that that, you know, oh, my dad yelled at me, and they just hold it in. And
they victimize themselves.
Yeah, and they just
you
become
this
negative,
that.
Dark person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I took all that, and I was just like, you want to what? With my mom, it did take a long time, I'm not going to lie. She's the only reason I talked to my mother today, you know? But, like, with my father, for example, RIP, whatever you want to say, with him, it was, like, really weird. Because, like, I never blamed him, But he would always like text me or whatever, like, hey, I'm sorry for leaving, da 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 da. And I'm like, dude, for me personally, I don't know if it was just like a weird button in my head, but it just clicked one day where it was just like, no, dude, you're a sick person.
Yeah.
You know, because like,
energy doesn't lie.
Yeah. Because like, I have three brothers, you know, and we all have, like, my oldest brother, we have the same dad, different mom. Mm-hmm. My middle brother, we have the same mom, different dad. Mm-hmm. So one, it already sucked for me when my parents were getting broken up because it's like a mental tug of war game the right. whole time. But like, me and my older brother, that's the one I moved away in Florida, we had a wild conversation at the bar out of all places. But hey, that's where the best conversations happen. Yeah. Sometimes. And I remember we were like sit faced. And he asked me, he's like, hey, what do you actually think about Pops? You know? And hey, I'm gonna tell you honestly, like I told him, I was looking dead in the face and I was like, I'm sorry to say it, but fuck our father. Because when things got tough for you, what did he do? Pick up and leave. Mm-hmm. When stuff got tough for me, what did he do? Pick up and leave. Like, yeah, you can, you know, be apologizing all you want, but the fact that he never accepted responsibility yeah. is what bothered me the most.
Right.
But then, you know, after, like, drugs, alcohol, and, like, that being intensified, because, like, I was doing all that probably, like, at 12, 14.
Drugs
then,
and alcohol?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was bad. Like, wow. I started drinking probably, like, at 12.
You grew up in Florida?
No, I grew up actually in Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Yeah, my father's from Kew Gardens. Okay. Queens.
But yeah, no, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, so it was like really wild.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how it started. It all started probably with my uncle being like, hey, here you go, kid. You know, wow. And it just went downhill from there. But like I was telling her, it wasn't like I wake up and I need to drink at that time in my life. It was more like I wake up and like all the depression and all the suffering that yeah. I was going through, it was just like the alcohol would help numb it.
Right. But it was dopamine. Yeah. Yeah, serotonin.
But I think that our stories, like, connecting on the first date, like, really brought us together too. Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys are healing each other's childhood trauma together. Literally.
We're healing each other's childhood trauma, relationship trauma. Yeah, it's just everything.
That's the biggest flex. I always tell everybody the biggest flex of a real couple is it's not how much money you make, not how many goals you achieve, mm-hmm. it's how much you guys can grow together.
Yeah. Exactly,
that's yeah. the real flex, because yeah. so many relationships these days are fucking so toxic and people thrive in that, and it's like yeah. why do you want to live like that? Break yeah. these generational curses and actually like make each other better humans.
Exactly.
You know, so for you guys to be able to do that all from a fucking laxative Tinder date,
yeah,
I love you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely healing my inner child. Like, I think this past Christmas is like the first Christmas that, you know, we spent together, and she bought me a gift, and that was the first time anyone got me a gift. I'm not even gonna lie, 26 years old, and I busted crying like a child.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was just like, no one's ever been this nice to me in my whole life. So thank you. Thank you for that. So yeah. Yeah.
You guys can feel your chemistry through the screen. Like, you guys look like you have so much fun and just yeah. really enjoy each other. And I love that you love her for her, and 100%. You just let her be herself, mm-hmm. because I've been watching her for a long time, you know, so I got to see before you came in and then after you came in, and just seeing the smiles that you guys both put on people's on each other's faces is just amazing in itself.
Thanks.
So
yeah.
No, it's really cool.
It was super weird. Because she was, like, when we first met, she was telling me, like she doesn't tell people she does, like, TikTok. I didn't even know. Because, I'm, like, a hermit. Yeah, I don't go on the internet. None of that.
Yeah, so, like, especially in L.A. You can't. Because everybody's a fucking clout chaser. Yeah, because I'm from the West Coast, so I know.
Yeah. No, because, like, that's what she was telling me, like, one of her biggest concerns were when we were, like, actually going through the process of, like, the first stages of dating. You know, she was really scared, like, oh, is he just a clout chaser, da 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 da. I'm like, girl, I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't, like, no disrespect, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way.
That's
like,
great, though.
But it's like, I'm not on the internet, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, the reason I started TikTok was because she told me to do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You guys we can do this together. You're creative. Like, let's kill it together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've so many experiences where people have just used me as a sugar mama, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know because I was blind and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm out here spending money on people, like,
fuck those hoes. You know,
just trying to be nice, but.
Yeah. People I mean, you're a giver. That's how I am. Yeah. I love whenever I first get with someone. I mean, I still take care of my husband to this day. But that's like our love language. Yeah, is like, let me just pour myself into you. I'll give you every fucking
and
bit of me.
It's just so fucked whenever you do that. And then you realize
that people don't have the same heart as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just doing this because they know I will.
Yeah.
And they're taking advantage of
that. That is the worst. So you guys picked up from Orlando. Sorry, I'm smacking him because he's over here sawing logs. Do you guys see me shaking him? I'm like, shut up. So you guys, what made you move from Orlando to LA? Was it your friends?
Okay. So, I mean, not only friends, but I had had this idea, like, before I met him. And that's when I told him, like, as soon as we met, hey, I'm leaving to LA. You can come. You can stay. That's your choice. And he decided to come with me. So we started looking for apartments and all of that. But I really just wanted to get out to LA because I was, first off, there's just all my family and I feel like I have so many connections in Florida. I just wanted like a fresh page.
Right.
So that's like the main reason I went out to LA, plus also like the opportunity out there, which doesn't really exist yet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
LA is not like it used to be.
Yeah.
LA used to have a sparkle to it and it just doesn't anymore. I've been going to LA my entire life. The energy
there. Are you kidding me? I never had to be medicated and now I'm getting medicated.
I swear to God, I told my husband last time we were there on tour, Haley, you remember this? When we were out there, I was like, this city feels so sad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's something so dark about it.
Somber. And it's almost like Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. I don't know if you guys even read the Bible and stuff like that, but it literally is just like, LA used to have this sparkle and like you would go there and like sunset would be glittery and Hollywood and like it would just, it was a different vibe. And now when you go there, it's just sad.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like we've never like struggled or not, I can't say we, but I've never struggled this bad with like depression. Mm. Like I can't get out of bed. I'm not excited for my day to start type of thing. Like in Florida, I would wake up and I'd be like, I'm ready to go. Like, let's film videos. Let's get creative. Let's go out for brunch, whatever. Here, I'm like,
drag her out of bed sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you suffer with mental?
Oh, man.
We're both medicated.
Oh, man.
Gotcha.
My story is just, it's bad. Uh-huh. You know, from physical, mental, emotional, verbal abuse of parents all the way to, like, abusive exes and all that. Aww. I was in at the moment where I was like, I don't want to argue, so no disrespect to you, I'm just gonna like put my headphones in because I'm not really trying to argue, you know.
Yeah.
The same voice I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
And this lady, you know, the tall Red Bull cans, full, just cracked open. Like I just turned like this, she just spiked it. And that's how, like, in this ear I have permanent, like, not permanent, but like every so often, like the ringing. Or what is that, tinnitus?
Yeah,
like just random, all that. When I was
sounds like you dated women like your mom.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, it's just like really weird because after that, I moved to Germany through the army. But then Germany was just a shit show. That's where my addiction got really bad. And I ended up in a German mental institution in Landstuhl, Germany.
God, what is that like?
So it was weird. Because it was all during COVID, right? So when they first like put me in inpatient or whatever you want to call it.
What did you go in for? Was it drugs or just you were kind of like losing your mind?
So it was weird. It was really, really weird. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I wasn't addicted to drugs at the time because I was.
What was your drug of choice?
So it was a lot. It was either coke, ketamine, or dextromorphine, which is how do you call that? It's a high blood pressure medicine, you know? But if you take a certain amount, it makes you hallucinate. Please don't do that. It's
good
not
Lord.
Yeah, I did a little disclaimer, like, please don't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it would be times, like, for example, I don't remember September till January of 2020 or like 2020. Yeah, 2020 going into 2021. I don't even remember that. The only thing I remember one day was texting my little group chat of workers that I was with. And I was just like, hey, guys. I think I'm ready to get help, you know?
Aww.
And all my friends, and I remember it. Oh, I'm trying not to get sad about it. Mm. But, like, I still remember the day, like, literally, because, like, I was a sergeant at the time in the Army, whatever, whatever. So, like, a lot of times.
That's amazing. That's not whatever.
No, it's whatever. The Army's overrated.
I mean, but still.
Thank you.
Thank you for serving our country.
Oh, thank you for the support.
Thanks for serving.
But what's it called? And I remember because, like, all these younger guys, they kind of look up to you when you're in those, like, leadership positions or whatever. So it's like a lot of the guys that are in those positions, you know, you got to hold in the emotion. And on one day, like I said, I just texted the group chat. Not even, like, an individual. I texted a whole group chat. Hey, guys, I think I'm ready to get help. And not even 5-10 minutes later, every single individual's, I mean, individual that was in that group chat showed up at my house, you Aww. Know? And I remember, the last thing I remember of that day before it was like blackening out, you know? The last thing I remember was I was standing outside in my back porch and snowing and everything. Everyone's like bundled up in Germany too, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm out here in, you know, my jorts and a tank yeah. top like this, smoking a cigarette. And I just see like a family walking by and I'm just like, you see that, guys? I just want to be like that one day. I just want to be happy. I'm just tired of, you know, not knowing what the fuck's going on.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I blink, come back. I'm in a German institution instead of the American one because it was, you know, COVID and everything. So they had to wait till the American side got desanitized. The German side is scary.
Oh, I could imagine.
They sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like a German nothing in
German sounds sexy.
No.
At all.
It is terrifying.
They talk aggressive. Yes. Like, they're very aggressive humans.
It was super scary because the lady...
No offense to anybody who's German. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was super weird because, like, when I first get there, you know, the nurse is, like, talking to me in German. And I'm like, huh? And she's, like, saying it with a smile on her face with a big needle in her hand. I'm like, no, ma'am. What are we doing? You know? And then
Excuse
she ended
me?
Up...
Excuse me?
Yeah. And she ended up taking... I call it the...
It's like American Horror Story
literally,
episode.
Yes, literally. But I called it the kinky room. I know that's not appropriate or whatever. Sorry. But I called it the kinky room because it's like a little hard table that they strap you down. Like, the lady, I was just asking. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, like, let me know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm, like, I don't speak German. All I know is, like, hey, can I come, like, can I get this? Yes, no. That's the only German I knew at the time, you know?
Right.
So just, and next thing they put me there and then I'm sedated. I don't know. And then I wake up in an American one and they're like, how are you? I'm like,
you're like, dear God, is this a fucking hallucination?
Yeah, no, it was scary because like I said, you know, matter of fact, it was February, I think it was February 24th. Yeah, it was February 24th or whatever the day is before Valentine's Day, whatever day that is.
13th.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really? No.
Is it February 14th Valentine's Day?
Yes, 14th.
Okay, then yes, the day before. I don't know where I'm coming with the 23rd. Mm-hmm. No, that was the last day I OD'd, sorry. Sorry, I have dark humor.
No, you're good.
But yeah, no, like literally blink, German institution, no phone, no nothing. Blink, an American institution, no phone, no nothing. Blink, I'm back home, it's March.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Wow.
Yeah, and at that point, I was just like, dog, I am done.
Yeah.
I have to stop or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But it didn't take me till my father, who passed away from cancer or whatever.
Aww. I know. No. Still, that's...
honestly, he deserved it.
All right.
I'm joking. But no, like it was really weird because like my cousin, he passed away from alcohol like that because his son got, I think it was weird. His son passed away, so he got into drinking and all that. And next thing you know, my father, right before, you know, that last, I don't know what it is with people who are getting ready to pass over. They just know, you know, and out of nowhere, even though like the overseas call, it costs like so much. My dad called me. Not on Facebook, nothing, like actually called me off his number. He's like, hey, kid, I love you. I will always love you. Just please promise me one thing. And I was like, what? And he's like, I need you to stop drinking, you know? And then 2 days later, that's when my brothers called me and they were like, hey, Pops is gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I never like.
That was his gift to you, though. In his death.
Yeah.
That my mom, I had a similar situation with my mom.
We actually got sober together. Mm-hmm. We quit drinking together. We're keeping each other sober, so.
Yeah. Well, at first it was her
so
going.
Proud of you guys.
At first it was her going Thank completely you. Sober in September, but me it was more of a cutback. But then like January of this year is when I actually like fully cut it off. Like,
right.
Fully
it's hard. Off. Alcohol is hard. Alcohol was last for me too. Like I could cut the pills out in 2017. It took a whole year. And I think somebody drugged me, and that's the only reason why I got sober off alcohol, because I was so fucked up that this one night it was crazy. Oh, yeah. And it just took that one time when I was just like, you know what? I don't need this either.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. So you guys have been sober.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It is very hard being sober because you have to get to know yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you have to feel things, and that's never fun.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like I ever used alcohol to like numb.
Mm-hmm.
Numb things. I was just having fun. I was being a girly pop. I don't know, going out, drinking.
Yeah, I was a social butterfly too, a social butterfly drinker. But I found out that I was just kind of numbing in a way, but making it fun, you know. But that was that's my journey, not yours.
Yeah.
So being in LA and being so depressed, do you guys want to leave LA?
I don't know. I'm so like 50-50. Like we've been going back and forth about it. I feel like because we're in downtown LA, like that's more depressing than other parts.
All that energy is around
you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should
should we just like cut this lease early, go to somewhere else, try it for 6 months, get a short little lease, yeah, and like test out the energy somewhere else, see if it's
go
better.
Go by the ocean.
Yeah, or that's like by the ocean or something. I don't know. Yeah. Test out the energy elsewhere.
Yeah.
And if it's still not good, guess what? I can leave, go back to Florida. I can go wherever I want to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not held down. I don't have roots.
Downtown LA is depressing. Every time I go there, I always get a house somewhere else, like in Malibu or like outside of...
Yeah.
Outside of downtown, because I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an empath, you are just soaking everybody's energy.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot, like with energies too. And I know this does not apply to everybody who's going through depression or anything like that, but you can be picking up on other people's feelings, mm-hmm, and that can be affecting your mental health too.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that happens to everybody, but like, you know, thoughts that come in your mind can be other people's.
Yeah,
and it's just totally, because you're in that circle, that, you know, circumference, mm-hmm, of how many people are in fucking downtown LA. Yeah, so
it's just, it's, I don't know. It's so like messed up down there, because my brain, I feel like it doesn't get a break.
Mm.
Like, our building is not like insulated at all. So every car horn, every car driving by, every person talking outside, I can hear it. And I can't, like, I need quiet to think. And I haven't been able to think since moving to LA. We went like on a little vacation out to the desert, and it was peaceful and silent, and we didn't hear a thing. And for the first time since moving to LA, I was able to think clearly.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a brain fog.
Wow.
And I was like, I didn't realize it though until I got out there to the silence. Like, whoa, I can think.
Yeah.
I even feel better mentally.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild. So like, since doing that, like, it's really opened my mind. Like, okay, we need to get out of downtown. Something's wrong here. And if we go elsewhere, if we don't like it, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
It's like that. Mental health is like the most important thing. You know?
For sure. You can't put a price on peace ever.
Like, you know, if LA is not good for my mental health, fuck LA. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know,
Vegas is right outside of LA. It's 3 hours away.
True. We were looking in like the desert.
Yeah.
Out there, we're like, what if we get a little house in the desert?
We have a house in Vegas, and literally I will fly there to get out of here just to have a mental break. And going there is like,
I don't blame you.
It's clarity. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's, the energy in Vegas is awesome. It's changed a lot over the years, but it's still, you still have the West Coast, but not all of the darkness that comes with LA. Like, Vegas is still dark. It's Sin City and fucking everybody gambles there, and there's hookers and blow and all that shit, but it's more of like a fun dark, if I can compare the two.
Rather than,
whereas it's like heavy in LA,
like suffocating dark. I'm like,
for sure. It's a lot of weird shit going on out there.
I don't know. My experience is weird. I'm like, I grew up in cities and everything like that, so I don't mind the noise and everything like that.
I mean, you're from fucking New York, bro.
And like, you know, even when
you
feel
at home in downtown LA.
Like, even when I was in the army, you know, like, first place I got stationed was Korea.
Oh wow.
You know, big city over there, like multiple big cities over there.
Yeah.
And in Germany, it was like 30 minutes away from Munich. So it was just like party every day, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, when we got to LA, I didn't realize how much it affected her.
Yeah.
You know, like, because like me, like I said, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the mental illness, the thing, the noises in my head, whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm used to it, you know?
Right.
But when she told me that, like, she broke down one day and told me, like, yo, I cannot take this place anymore.
Wow.
And I told her, listen, man, I don't care if we go to Echo Park in California, or we go to New York, or we go to Canada, Timbuktu. You can tell me we're going back to your dad's house.
Yeah.
Whatever you need me to do, I will be there and do it for you.
Aww.
Simple as that.
That's a good man.
I know. He'll just follow me anywhere.
Ah, that's what you listen. I've been following my husband around for fucking 7 years.
Hey. If that's your person, you follow him around, right?
Literally.
Little dog.
So what... What do you guys want to accomplish in the next year, in the 2023 and 2024?
When people ask me that question, I'm like, listen, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
I don't know what I'm... I love the honesty, though.
Like, I don't know. I've never had a plan in my life. I don't know. This is going to sound crazy too, but like, I have the weirdest trust in the universe, and like, it'll send me an opportunity. No. I'll take it.
That's her.
That's literally manifesting.
I'm like, opportunity is going to come my way. I'll take it and I'll run with it.
Yeah.
You know? And if, like, I don't know, if I feel something in my heart that I want to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about writing a book. I'm like, sure, I'll try it. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I'll try something else.
Yeah.
That's my mindset.
I love that.
I don't have goals.
I'm just... Yeah. Well, I mean, you're accomplishing them every day.
I'm just running with the wind.
Literally just trusting the universe has gotten you this far. So
literally.
How many followers do you have on TikTok?
5.7 million.
Go, baby, go.
Woo.
I love seeing you win. What about you, Lou? I don't know if I follow you yet.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good number or a bad number, but when did I start?
You started
August. Yeah, I started August. In August of last year, and I'm already at like 100K.
Good. So, yeah.
But she tells me it's great, but I'm like, I don't know what's good or not.
As long as you're going up and you're still trying and you're putting your all into it, that's all you can do. And
I feel like it's harder for men to get followers too than it is for women because, you know, how our world is set up. Yeah. It's just like, you know, girls want to follow girls, guys want to follow girls, you know, and men have to have like a niche in order to get that online following.
Which is great, because all I do is dark comedy and cannabis, jokes, you know?
I love it.
You know, and then, like, everyone just loves it. Everyone loves it, so I'm not complaining.
I love it.
I'm proud of you for trying hard and, you know, doing what you want to do and putting your full effort in, and we're going to make it one way or another. So
I think you guys are a great team.
Thank you.
And I love seeing you guys happy. I love seeing you happy.
Thanks. I love being happy too. Thanks. I love
seeing you happy. Well, it's that fucking 15 times a night dong. I mean, who wouldn't fucking be happy?
It's crazy.
I mean, I'd be happy with 15 times a night too. Why don't you guys shout out your social media platform so everybody can find you?
Yeah. So I'm Morgan Presley XO on everything.
On Instagram at Beautiful Lou and on TikTok Lou to Boo, but not your boo.
Just at Lou to Boo.
I love that.
Well, thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
I can't wait to check in with you guys in like a year or two and see where you guys are at. I will. I'll get your people, my friends, to get with your friends so we can be friends.
Yeah. Get your people to contact my people.
There we go. Yeah. All for it. I love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye. From crash diets to fad diets, injections, and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny.